welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Right Click. As always, Birdman here, and it's finally happened. It's finally happened. The gaming world is seeing all sorts of price changes, and as you would expect, fingers are being pointed largely at Trump. Of course, nobody here is surprised by that. But PlayStation, specifically Sony, really made the first swing a couple days ago. Now, granted, it's not as big of a change. Now, it's a big change. It's not as big of a change as what Microsoft is doing and what they came out with today. Honestly, this is one of those things that I'm just going to jump right into. I've got some different things here that I want to show you guys. It's all over the place, to be honest with you. It's kind of crazy. I'm not really sure what this looks like moving forward. I you know, when prices go up, they typically stay up. The likelihood of them bringing these back down are slim. But I'll just go ahead and show you this. So, jumping right in, Sony hikes PlayStation 5 price by 25% as Trump tariffs bite. Now, granted, let's have a moment of clarity here. This is the Guardian that we're reading off of. This came out about two and a half weeks ago. It's the Guardian, man. I don't know what to tell you. But to be fair, this is actually a good source of figuring this stuff out. Anyways, back into it. PS5 Digital price in the UK would rise to £430 and £500 in Europe, or euros in Europe, as Japanese game developers cite challenging economic environment. Now, understand, this is there's a lot of things at play here, and this will break it down. Just to begin with, Sony has increased the price of its PlayStation 5, just the base model PlayStation 5, the one that's digital only, you can't put a disc in, by 25% as the video game industry reels from the impact of Donald Trump's tariffs. Keep in mind, they're going to speak in a way that is very liberal, yes, but also kind of dumb. This is a very dumbed down. I mean, it's the Guardian, for God's sake. We know what kind of level of IQ we're dealing with here. Anyways. The Japanese game developer has said it has made the tough decision to raise the price of consoles, digital editions to $429.99 in the UK and $499.99 in Europe starting from Monday. There will be no price change for the standard PS5, which comes with a disc drive. Oh, that's news to me. I didn't even realize. I must have read that wrong. Doesn't matter. The company cited a challenging economic environment, including high inflation and a fluctuating exchange rates, behind its decision to increase the retail price of the PS5 in some markets in Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and Oceania. In Australia, the standard PS5 will raise to, God, that is insane, $829.95, while the digital will increase to $750. New Zealand going to $950 and $860 respectively. That is insane. And they go back, of course, they're all trying to point this as Donald Trump is Satan for pushing tariffs. Anyways, this goes on for a while. They go out of their way to blame him for things such as Apple. And okay, I am not going to sit here and, if you want to read it, go read it by The Guardian. Sony hikes PlayStation 5 price by 25% as Trump tariffs bite. You saw it. Feel free to go read it. There is some information here about the tariffs and stuff like that. That's not really what I'm focusing on in this video. We all know the tariffs exist. They do a bang-up job of just trying to blame everything else on Trump. It's kind of garbage. But today, Xbox, or Microsoft rather, they took their swing at it. And of course, thank you Nintendo, because $80 games are now officially a reality for Xbox. Nintendo is completely at fault. PlayStation is obviously next with its price hike, and $80 is about to be the new standard. Depressing to see how much of luxury gaming is becoming with the constant price hikes. This is from a Twitter account called Synth Potato. Never seen the guy before, but he's right. Nintendo did this. 80 is about to become the new norm. I remember when 50 was the norm back in early PS3. I believe And don't quote me on this. Late PS3 is when it went to 60. And then it's been a steady incline from there. Now, there's a lot of arguments you can make about all of this, and I have zero desire to argue. I am too friggin' tired to argue. However, this last line really touches on something important here, and I'm not going to deviate heavily on this, but it is something that's really genuinely worth noting. The last line of this tweet was, "Depressing to see how much of a luxury gaming is becoming with constant price hikes." He's absolutely right. Now, I will argue a little bit. It's not just the price hikes of the last couple months. You can't blame tariffs for gaming becoming a luxury hobby, because it is moving into that. And if you don't believe me, I'll just make this super simple. Right here. The GeForce RTX 5090. It's a graphics card. If you want to go build a PC now, and you want the latest and greatest, it is now anywhere between $2,000 and $3,000, if you get lucky. I've never seen personally seen a 5090 on up for sale for under like $3,200. And as Tom's Hardware here, and I love Tom's Hardware, it is common to pay up to $4,000. Now, for those of you that haven't built a computer before, and that's fine. We're not judging here. It really doesn't matter. That is one piece. If you've built, like my computer, I built, and just kind of a quick rundown. When you're sourcing parts, your general sourcing is you have to have a case to put everything in it. You have to have a motherboard. You have to have you have to have RAM. You have to have a CPU. You have to have a GPU. You have to have a power supply. That's the main stuff. When I built my first PC, where I really did every bit of it myself, case, roundabout, I believe I spent somewhere in the $60 range. Power supply, don't remember. Power supplies weren't really that expensive. I didn't buy the best thing out there. Didn't know what I was doing. So I'm pretty sure I bought like a silver certified instead of a gold or a platinum certified. So not very expensive. CPU, it's like an i7 6700, and it really wasn't that expensive at the time, $200. And then the thing that I splurged on the most was, of course, the graphics card. And at the time, I believe it was a 2060 Super. 2060 Super original price was like, I think it was like $600, I want to say. I'm just kind of going off the fly here. It was somewhere in that ballpark, I believe. Anyways, yeah. It was a great little card. I've actually, believe it or not, I've still got it. Anyways, you can get them now for like $200. But if you want the newest and the latest and the greatest, you're paying $3,000. The newest CPUs are $600-$700 if you want to go top of the line. And granted, top of the line, back when I was building mine, was $1,000. I remember roughly, granted. It was the 2080 Ti at the time was the best thing. And I mean, it was a little over $1,000. And of course, scalping's always been a problem. Don't get me wrong here. But it's different now. Things of the pricing of this hobby has tripled at very least. And it has become a luxury hobby. And that's why I see a lot of people really digging down on consoles. And then we see what's happening here. And now we've gone from when I was growing up playing games, it was $50. Now we're up to $80. What are we doing? You know what I mean? Like it's hard to fathom. It's hard to justify. And there's not a lot of games now that I would want to go and pay $80 for. And I'm just going to be honest with you. In my recent playthroughs, I've played Star Wars Outlaws, a game that we've talked about. I played Assassin's Creed Shadows, a game that we talked about. Neither one of those games are good enough to warrant an $80 price, a $70 price tag, which is what they currently are, much less an $80 one. I found that most of the games that I enjoy right now are based off of Xbox Game Pass, which is, you know, an X amount of money subscription per month. And I feel like between my wife and I playing games, I feel like we get our money's worth out of it. I genuinely do. And now they make this decision to hike just a single purchase of a game up to $80. I don't want to own anything anymore. And that's to my estimate, that's kind of what they're shooting for. They've made it very open that if you digitally download, or like if you go and get a game, you spend money on a game, you're just paying for a license that's temporary and finite. And it can be rejected at any moment if they kick you off the servers or whatever it may be. So you will own nothing and you'll like it. That's the reality. And then we get into the why. And this is from Insider Gaming, of course, Tom Henderson. God, here we go again. He's got some bangers sometimes, though. I got to give him credit. Anyways, this is really short. It gives a quick breakdown. Xbox has announced that it's raising its prices for both its hardware and games this year, and we're about to talk hardware, because that's where it gets crazy, with games going to $80. In an announcement today, Xbox confirmed that its consoles and hardware will increase in price starting today, but that's not all, as the company has also confirmed that starting this holiday season, Xbox's first-party games will now set you back $80. The company also revealed that the prices increase will be global and not just in the U.S., of course. In a statement to IGN, Microsoft said, quote, "We understand that these changes are challenging and that they were made with careful consideration given market conditions and the rising cost of development. Looking ahead, we continue to focus on offering more ways to play more games across any screen and ensuring value for Xbox players." In its earnings call yesterday, Microsoft has announced that Xbox game revenue increased while its hardware sales continued to decline. No surprise there. Xbox is now the second largest publisher to announce its game prices will increase, following, of course, Nintendo's Switch 2 announcement, which we talked about. Nintendo's first-party games will also set players back $80. As for what the game price increase means for highly anticipated GTA 6, of course, all roads lead to GTA 6, which officially is still set to release later this year, remains to be seen, but likely Take-Two Interactive will see 13% in revenue as an easy win at the $80 price point, especially now as other publishers have already started the trend. I want to handle this carefully because we're about to talk directly about the hardware price changes. Man, it is genuinely brutal. But I do want to make note of something. One of the things that Microsoft said was talking about how they, with their comment to IGN about how, you know, we're still working on making quality things for any screen. Okay, I want to make a small point that I feel that is indicative to Xbox, the gaming industry as a whole. So I want to show you this. I'm just going to pull it up on my phone. I'm not going to screen share. It's not that important. But if I load my Xbox app on my phone, which I use frequently, if I go to the library tab, I have my consoles that I can scroll through. Now, for reference, I have one in this studio that's hooked up to a big TV over here right behind the camera. And that's an Xbox Series X. For those unaware, the Xbox Series X is their highest performing, most expensive console. Downstairs in the living room that my wife and I use is the Xbox Series S. It's the more budget-friendly one. Now, I use this app frequently because I have one of those. I've shown you before. I have one of those backbone controllers that connect to my phone, and I play games, and I can stream it anywhere from my Xbox that's sitting right here in my home. Anywhere I go, I can stream it. I love that feature. It is a very big selling point for me. Something that PlayStation hasn't really narrowed down yet. Steam hasn't really narrowed down yet. At least not in as efficient as a way. Now, if you have a PlayStation Portal, which is its own handheld thing, separate device, it's fantastic. I'm making this point because in the last week, roughly, they have taken it off of the app. You can no longer stream your console from the app like you always have been. And they have changed that over to a web-based version, and it is abysmal. And I actually got in some Reddit threads and made some comments, and I am not the only person that was dealing with this, that is dealing with it. It is significantly worse. Now, I do want to caveat this by saying I understand and acknowledge why they did this, because they took it off of the Xbox app, their own app, and they put it on a web-based version. So I have to go and type in the browser, and type in the URL in the browser anytime I want to stream my Xbox. Okay. And the reason for this is because Google Play Store and Apple Store both take a cut percentage of any sales made through an app that's hosted on their platform. Now, granted, I can pull up my Xbox right here, this Xbox, as if I have the controller in my hands. It's over there. If I have the controller in my hands and I'm pulling up my Xbox and I want to go buy a game. Came out today. I want to go buy it, have it downloaded on my console by the time I get home. I can do that on my phone. It's awesome. I have done that numerous times. Game dropped in the middle of the day. It's downloading now. It'll be there when I get home. It's awesome. I love that. Now, you can do that just through the Xbox app. It's fantastic. I can just go and pull games right here. It's fantastic. Look at that. It's awesome. It's a fantastic feature. Apple, to my knowledge, and I don't know the exact figures, but it's somewhere in the 30% ballpark of a fee that's gathered through this. So they removed that from their app, and now you have to do it on a browser, and it's abysmal. It's genuinely abysmal. I understand that there's not like a correlation causation thing here. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's what I see of this, and the response that this little change has gotten is indicative to a drop in quality and a rise in prices and consumer dissatisfaction. I don't think that them removing the ability to stream your console from your phone's app versus a much more inferior version is indicative, is saying that there's a correlation. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is that there is, to me, it's indicative of a bigger problem in the gaming industry of quality dropping at the with the understanding and the acceptance of making the consumer's time worse. And then you have this, man. The actual hardware prices. Microsoft raises Xbox prices globally amidst tariff uncertainty. And you can see they're throwing all their chips at it. And to be fair, Microsoft is saying that it's market conditions. They go into some price breakdowns, and these are great. And we are going to cover these, but not in this format because I have a much better format of this. I want you to hear what they have to say. The company has said on its website, "We understand that these changes are challenging. They were made with careful consideration given market conditions and the rising cost of development." So, Microsoft is openly saying that market conditions are adjusting hardware prices and adjusting the development costs. Hard case to make on the development costs. I want to see numbers. I've seen a lot of people throw this out. I've seen Nintendo throw this out. I've seen Sony now throw this out. I have seen now Microsoft throw this out. I don't argue that. I want to see the numbers in which you are justifying this decision on. And I am not trying to be argumentative. I am not trying to take a bat to anybody's knees. I'm not even trying to be dismissive of their reasoning. I want to know how they got there, because I get it. I understand market conditions. This is not the first time, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have any patience for that. Tell me what the metrics are. Tell me the numbers. Talk to me like a human. That's my thing. And of course, we got some Guardian slop here. While not explicitly mentioned by Microsoft, Donald Trump's tariffs on Washington's trading partners have cast a shadow over the gaming industry. You don't know anything about the gaming industry. You ought to shut your mouth. Xbox consoles are primarily manufactured in China, which faces 145% U.S. tariffs on numerous products under the Trump administration. The Series S and X, launched in 2020, have sold approximately 30 million units. Understand. Dear God, I can't believe I have to say this. These are products that are currently sitting on shelves right now. And they are now $100 more than they were yesterday. Kiss my foot. That's... Come on now. You just lied. You're lying straight to my face. Let's see just how bad this is. This is the U.S. pricing changes. This is why I said I wanted to wait, because it's a much better format. Xbox Series S, 512GB version. This is the lowest-end version. It's now $380. It was recently $300. The 1TB version is now $430. Series X Digital, $550. Series X, $600. I want to make something very clear here. I have an Xbox Series S 512 downstairs. Old price was $300. I got it for under $200 because it's regularly at Walmart for under $200. Not anymore. It's now double that. I didn't pay anywhere close to $500 for my Series X. And this is the thing that gets me, man. This just bugs. I'm sorry. I'm going to be candid. This just bugs the piss out of me. Xbox wireless controller, just the core. So this is staying. This is staying. Just the regular wireless controller. Cool. Staying. The Xbox Elite Wireless Controller Series 2. It's the full built one. It's now $200. Hold on.
Give me 5 seconds. Because... I have
one. It's right here. I have this is a custom one. I love the Great Wave stuff. This is custom. It's got custom paddles on the back, custom faceplate. This was $200. Okay. First of all, there's no reason that it's. You can buy a full built Xbox Elite Wireless 2 for under $180. The fact that they're now trying to tell you, oh, it's now $200 for a base model version of this. Mind you, it feels great, but even the custom version has thumbstick problems. This controller has stick drift out of the box, which means when I'm in a game, the sticks move on their own. The price tag is obscene. And this is where we're at, man. Look at these prices. Look at these prices. We have lost the freaking plot. We have. And I'm curious to see where this goes. I really am. I'm curious to see where this goes. I don't really have much else. We've talked about this. We've talked about the likelihood of this stuff coming, especially when the Switch 2 stuff dropped. It is what it is. But I'm curious to see where the rest of the industry goes, and clearly we have some indication now. And if this is the case, we really are moving into this hobby becoming more of a luxury hobby, because it's not fair to ask people to spend this kind of money in this kind of economy. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. This hobby is not worth it. And I can't believe I'm saying that. If it really does trend and it stays like this, the hardware sales for Xbox have plummeted. I mean, plummeted. This is, of course, going to make that worse. I would never buy a Series S for over $400. Even the terabyte version, I would never spend. That is a level of insanity. I mean, that is stereotypical, a fool and his money are soon departed, because my lord. Anyways, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. But we'll see where this goes. I'm curious to see where this goes. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to expect, but you'll find out here. That's what we do here. We'll leave it at that. Thank you all for watching. I hope you enjoyed this one. Come back next week. I've got some new stuff. Actually, thanks to my wife cooking in the background. Some really cool topics. I have found that I am really sick and tired of talking about the negatives in this industry, and it is really starting to eat at me. And so are... Anyways, it's sad. This industry does not have to have as much negativity surrounding it as it does. And here we are. And thanks to my wife and her genius ideas, we're going to be doing some fun stuff. So I'm hoping to get some people involved in it. It's going to be a good time. Come back next week. It's going to be fun. And in the meantime, go check us out on rightsidemedia.org. Check out all the articles, all the other podcasts, as always. But thank you for watching. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Hope you learned a little something. I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.